This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. International aid groups mobilized in Morocco Monday, days after the 6.8 magnitude earthquake killed over 2,800 people, injured more than 2,500. AP correspondent Sam Metz reports on the Morocco earthquake from a town that has seen extensive damage.
I'm reporting from Amizmiz, which is a village in the Atlas Mountains that was devastated by an earthquake that hit the country on Friday evening. It was the largest earthquake in more than a century here. It completely leveled parts of this town and other villages in the High Atlas just south of Marrakesh. There's a mosque behind me that is cracked and parts of it have been destroyed. There are ambulances and rescue crews that are digging people out of the rubble, both dead and alive.
The United States waived sanctions to allow the transfer of $6 billion in Iranian funds from South Korea to Qatar, a step needed to carry out a previously announced U.S.-Iran prisoner swap. The U.S. continues to work towards the full release of American citizens detained in Iran, but there was no update on timing for ultimate resolution. The broad outlines of the U.S.-Iran deal, under the which five U.S. citizens detained by Iran would be allowed to leave in exchange for the transfer of funds and the release of the five Iranians in the United States, were made public on August 10th. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
I will say it is a process that is ongoing. We continue to work towards the full release of the American citizens that were detained in Iran that have now moved on to house arrest. I don't have any update on timing for ultimate resolution.
According to the State Department, documents seen by Reuters, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken determined that waiving the sanctions was in the national security interests of the United States. This is VOA News. Mediterranean storm Daniel caused devastating floods in Libya that broke dams and swept away entire neighborhoods in multiple coastal towns. In the east of the North African nation, as many as 2,000 people were feared dead, one of the country's leaders said on Monday. The regional bloc economic community of West African states is grappling with how to deal with the ongoing political security crisis in Niger, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Mali.
According to the experts, the rise of military takeovers in Africa is due to leaders overstaying power, electoral malpractices, and elected leaders' failure to work for the betterment of their citizens. Aware of the challenges, Nigeria's Senate advised President Bola Tinubu, who also heads ECOWAS, to explore alternative approaches to address the crisis in Niger. The African Union has already suspended six countries where military forces seize power from civilians, including the four ECOWAS countries, Gabon and Sudan. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Britain on Monday accused Russia of targeting a civilian cargo ship at a port in the Black Sea. On August 24th, in a previously unconfirmed missile attack, it said was successfully thwarted by Ukrainian defenses.
In just 1 month, Russia has destroyed over 270,000 tons of grain, enough to feed 1 million people for a year.
The remarks made in Britain's parliament by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak are the first time an official has commented on a ship being targeted since those Ukrainian efforts began. Sunak also referred to the arrest of a researcher in Britain's parliament who had been accused of spying for China and added he raised concerns. Malaysia's Court of Appeals has upheld the acquittal of former Prime Minister Najib Razak of audit tampering in relation to the multi-billion dollar looting of the 1MDB state fund. The case is one of several corruption trials against Najib, who remains in prison for other graft charges. His lawyer said the court on Tuesday struck out the appeal that the prosecutors failed to meet deadlines in filing documents to support their bid. Days of relentless rain from the remnants of former Typhoon Haiqui have caused more than 100 landslides, trapped about 1,360 residents in floodwaters and killed at least 7 people in China's south. Images shown on CCTV showed extensive flooding in the two provinces on Monday, with emergency personnel evacuating residents on rubber dinghies. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.